Okay, our next speaker is Dr. Chin. And I'll let him introduce himself and his title.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Rijun Chin, and usually I ask people to call me Ray because he's there. And I'm a new agronomist in the OSU Hermitage Station. And I just hold this position for 1 year. Actually, today I should talk about the potato because that is my new crop. But because I haven't collected enough data yet, so I try to summarize my old work in California. But the data not that old. So I would acknowledge my collaborator, Alex Dogridge, Shudai Gao, Tom Golden, and Brad Hessen, all belong to UC System and the USDA ARS. So first about strawberry. So strawberry is a very important crop in California. It generates the total value over $2 billion. And this crop is generally based on the monoculture systems, meaning it's grow this crop every year. So there's a serious pest issue if you cannot control that. And to control the soil borne pest, there's a very important tool named fumigation. And the fumigation in California is quite a lot grower. They use drip fumigation. So in general fumigation, there are two major methods. One is shrink and another is drip. So 50 to 50. For the drip fumigation, the advantage is that you can take advantage of the irrigation line. So relatively easier and also save cost. And also use a lower application rate. In general, California, strawberry grow on the raised bed system covered by plastic film. And however, with fumigation, also include drip fumigation, there is a serious issue. One is fumigant emission. So use a regular polyethylene film, they cannot hold the fumigant inside the soil, so the fumigant still can cross. So this can contribute a big issue for the air quality. And so the governmental regulation become quite strict. In a worst case, the farmer can lose fumigant completely. These two pictures can show actually the regulation is necessary because, for example, here's the field just near the residential area, and here's about school industry. So it's easy to understand, but to farmers, it's really tough. And another one for the farmer is unsatisfactory pest control, especially after the methylbromide phased out with all the alternative solutions. So we're still not that ideal. The major problem recent year, we found more and more problems happening on the bed setter or bed soder. In our understanding, maybe because the fumigant transport speed is too slow, so the bed setter or bed soder is too far from drip tip. That should be the reason. And in order to solve this problem, we try to propose several solutions. One is to use a low permeability film. So in general, so far the low permeability film include the VIF, virtually impermeable film, or totally impermeable film. So in general, these two type of film, they have a kind of material. They can block the fumigant. So when the fumigant come up across the soil surface, they can block back. So this is a strategy. And actual thickness for the, we call the low permeability film and the regular films are quite similar. And another strategy, we try to increase the, this is for the traditional drip applications, the two drip line. We try to increase drip line, so that to me, shorter the distance between the fumigation to the target. And another is for the deep application, so try to solve the problem for the pest in the deeper depths. And I got a $500,000 project to work on this project. In general, the idea is try to help the grower to meet the regulation requirement and also improve the pest control efficacy, meaning use less pesticide and achieve a good yield. So I will quickly give the field trials. In general, we have three field trials from 2013 to 2015, all in the Southern California. It's very important, strawberry production region. And for this is a bed configuration, and the traditional drip depth 2 inch. And we proposed a deeper depth around 7 inch. For the bed height, around 16 inch. In this trial, we include full rate curve compared with the half rate. And the full rate means for the growers standard. And the film type, of course, is a conventional PE film compared with low permeability film. In general, the soil type is slightly low. This picture shows like a field setup. It's based on the 2015 data. This is how they build up bed, how they apply fertilizer. That's how the fertilizer look like. Then they install the drip tape. In this study, we have these three drip, actually two will be used as fumigation, like the traditional way, and the third one later will as irrigation purpose. This is four parallel drip irrigation, and this is a two-layer drip layout. This is how the two-layer look like. This is the strawberry planting and harvest timeline. So, you know, we apply prepare band, apply fumigant in October to September. Then wait for around 1 month, we start to plant the strawberries, transplant strawberry from October to late March or early April. That is a very important period for the high value strawberry. And then from after that is peak harvest. So in general, we monitor the fumigant parameter and pest control parameter either early, like during September. And for the yield, we focus on early production. And then I quickly move to the yield about the emission. So this is 2013 data. We can see the blue color is a deep application and shallow application is red. So with a deep application, the fumigant emission is dramatically reduced. However, this for the red one, actually, we still, in general, this trial we use a TIF. They look different from TIF. The supposed TIF should be very low. So later on, we found that actually the industry has the wrong material. They didn't include that good material in the film. It's why. But in general, this data still can show how good if you apply fumigant deeper, can reduce the fumigant emission. This data is about 2014 and 15 about fumigant emission. This line is about the emission from PE film. For the lower one is from a TIF or from a VIF. So you generally can summarize here, like for the PE, the emission is from around 50 up to 100. And with the TIF application, you can get a value less than 1 unit. And with VIF, less than 5 units. This is how we measure the emission. And another concern is, since we use a TIF, the fumigant control by use bed, so there's a possibility fumigant will be come out from the furrow because they uncovered the furrow, but we found no emission because this reason. It's a long distance and the soil compaction and also quite a portion of the forest covered by film, actually. This is about the fumigant distribution. So we monitor two locations with different depths. This is how data look like. Well, I try to translate the data to we call the CT value. In general, it's a fumigant concentration multiple the fumigation time. So the higher the CTR value, the better for pest control. And here, summarized the literature, show this is 350 for the verticillium, that is the highest one in the literature. So we use this value as our further figures. So in general, we use 350 as a red color. So for the blue color, it's less than 100. In general, we can say for the 2013 data, with the TIF application, the deep application, they have much better CT value compared to two shallow application. This is for the half application. Of course, it's lower. And this is the 2014 data. Again, for paralyzed drip applications has a higher CT value compared to two line at this half rate. And interesting for the PE films, quite low. Very similar data, so in 2015 also, I just skipped. This is about the passenger data. It's 2013 in general. Because of higher fumigant application rate compared to control the fumigant, they control the fusarium and the PCM completely. And this is about the NASH control in the 2014 data. We can see with a full drip line, it's provide much better NASH control compared to control plot and the PE plot. And this is 2015 data. Again, the control and the PE plot has a higher NASH survival data compared to the low permeability film. And regarding strawberry yield, for the 2013, in general, the difference is quite similar among the treatment, but actually, for the deep applications, there's a pattern has a higher yield. Of course, statistically, it's not that different. And this 2014 data and the VRF, the low permeability film, show a better yield compared to CK and PE treatment. And this is the yield about 2015. And again, the control and the PE is the lowest compared to other treatment, especially with full rate application. So now I can make conclusions. First, with low permeability film cover and a deep application can reduce fumigant emission from the top bed dramatically. And the fumigant emission from the furrow is not a concern in the risk bed, at least in California. In South state, maybe it's another story because fumigant applied deeper. I will not talk about that. And the higher fumigant emission at the pool passive control happened in the PE film. It's why starting around 2016, you barely can find the PE film in the Strawberry field. And the increasing drip line number, deep application, the low permeability film cover will be the optimized fumigation strategy in risk bed in California. And acknowledge to the grad agency and growers, and also the fumigation company assistance from our technician. If I have time, I can take any question. So it's my contact in Oregon State. Thank you.